and he went after Jews that were being dishonest. And the rabbis came to him and they said to him, "Not nice. You know, what do you have to be the one?" So he answered them, he said to them, "Kotzim ani machalim min akerem. I am weeding out the thorns from God's vineyard." So the rabbis answered him, as only the Talmud can quote it, the rabbis answered him, "Yovo bal hakerem v'yechale kotzav min akerem. Let the owner of the vineyard weed out the thorns." Right? You don't have to be God's kozak in the world. The Talmud tells us that there once was a case where he turned over a man and the Romans executed that man. And that shook him up greatly. But the Talmud tells us that they found out later that the man had done terrible crimes, was worthy even in heaven. But it gave Reb Elazar pause. So he tried to resign from his position. The Romans weren't about to accept his resignation. That's the problem, is that many times it's hard to quit, even when one changes his mind. And therefore he also had to go into hiding, because the Romans were looking for him. The Talmud tells us that when he died, the Romans were still looking for him, so they kept his body in the attic for 13 years, and that the body did not decay, except for one part of the ear. The Talmud tells us the story that he heard something once that he shouldn't have heard. But otherwise, the body did not decay. And if you go to Meron today in Eretz Yisrael, this is legitimate. If you go to Meron in Israel today, the father and the son are buried together in Meron. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and next to him his son, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, are buried in Meron together. And every year Lag Bomer there's the tremendous... because that's his yahrzeit. Rav Shimon ben Yochai died on Lag Bomer. And therefore thousands and thousands of Jews come there. There are all sorts of customs. Give a child his first haircut there. They make bonfires there. Literally hundreds of thousands of people come. And that's the famous graves. Those are the famous graves of Rav Shimon ben Yochai and his son Rav Elazar. Just to give you an example of Reb Elazar, again, the type of people that we're talking about, and this leads us to the final part of the discussion for tonight. Reb Elazar's widow, after Reb Elazar died, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi wanted to marry his widow, Reb Elazar's widow. And he sent her... Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi is in the Talmud, he's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Holy. No one is equal. So she sent them back a message. She said a vessel that was used holy should not be profaned. That was her answer to him. And he accepted the answer. But the Talmud also tells us, the words of the Talmud are, the moral lessons are just of tremendous import. The Talmud tells us that he had a son, Reb Elazar, that went off the road completely. He was engaged in a completely illicit and immoral trade. With women, with everything. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi went to redeem him, went to bring him back. He said, "How can it be that the son of such a great tzaddik and the grandson of that, how can that be? We have to save him." And the Talmud tells us how he saved him, how he brought him back, and how he was able to